What's up and welcome back to episode 63 of Pro Pels Talk. It is the home of your 11th place in the Western Conference, New Orleans Pelicans. I mean, we can't get to the fucking reading.
I mean, we're 11th place. It just never gets any better. It sneaks up on you every time that we're just not good.
Can I finish the intro? What's up and welcome back. I'm keeping all this shit in, by the way. Presented by Boot Crew Media. My name is Justin Napoli alongside Stephen Offner and Ross Thibodeau. Stephen, how are you today?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ross, what's up?
It's exhausting watching this.
Terrible.
Like it is. I texted Justin last night during the game. Like, it's just exhausting.
It really is. Before we get to that, this episode is brought to you by Company Burger, located at 4600 Ferret Street, home of the Mushroom Swiss Burger. We all see it. It looks fantastic.
I can't go away from the Company Burger. I don't like it's one of those things where it probably is great, but like what I get is just, if it's not broke, don't fix it.
It's so good.
So good. I'm not gonna watch.
Are you a big mushroom Swiss guy?
I love mushroom.
You strike me as a mushroom Swiss guy.
Love it. I love that.
Steve can make a hell of a burger, by the way.
I'll make y'all some burgers.
Really?
I'll mix them up. Yeah.
Remember that time at your bachelor party? When you were drunk making burgers and burned the shit out of a
bottle of JMO.
Look, I polished off a bottle of Jameson as I was cooking. I was also cooking for about 20 people on a 12-inch grill. Give me a break. When we pulled up to the house and I said, where's the grill? And somebody pointed at it. I almost turned around, got back in the Uber and left because I knew that I was going to be cooking for about 7 hours that night.
Yeah, what a good time.
Shout out to
Riverboat Coffee, by the way, right here. Fantastic little company here in New Orleans.
Great cold brew.
Really
deliver it to your door.
They deliver it to
your door.
Really?
You don't even have to leave your house to get premium coffee.
Riverboat Coffee, shout out. Make sure you go follow them on Instagram. All right, let's get into the Pelicans. I can't believe I'm about to say this. I'm just ready to hear your thoughts. I think it's time to tank. I can't believe I'm saying this, but I really honestly think it's time to tank because I don't see the, I guess, advantage of making the 10 seed into a fucking playing game.
I mean, my man over there has been saying this for 2 years. I know,
it's disgusting that I'm literally on his side. See, Stephen, what do you see? I mean, listen, this team is not getting any better. They're only actually getting more. They're getting worse and they're getting hurt.
Yeah.
I
mean, you saw it last night, what, Lonzo was out in the fourth.
And yeah, everybody was out.
We had Zion in there running around with the C squad, if I've ever seen one. And I mean, he was out there for what? Till about
3 minutes left. You texted me. You go, what? What is Zion Williamson doing out there? Down 20. We're down 20
at like 5 minutes left in the game, and he's still running around. It almost felt as though like they just said, "Oh, go get 40. Just go get 40 and see what happens. Let's bump those numbers up here." But I mean, at one point you had, who is it? It was Wes Windu.
That's my guy. Windu James Johnson.
Najee Marshall. Was it Najee Marshall was out there? Isaiah Thomas and Eric Bledsoe and Zion Williamson. That was the four that Stan Van Gundy had running with Zion. Why? Why is he even in the game at that point? Oh, there was a mixture of Jackson Hayes in there too.
And then he sprained his ankle. So that was awesome.
Yeah, so that's good. Yeah.
He looks like
I mentioned this earlier in the year, and it was, I think I said it as a positive at the time, that it was like, at least we care. Like, and I was talking, I say we, I mean like people following the team. I mean, the players, I think, probably care for the most part. But I was like, at least we care that we're losing or that we're doing this and the other. And I'm like, I'm inching very close, if I'm not already there, to just apathy and indifference. We're just like, it just is what, like, we don't, nothing changes. We're just not,
no.
People get, it's a roller coaster ride every game. And look, yesterday we're banged up.
Yesterday's fine.
But that's the point, right? Is that the good teams, the teams that consistently make the playoffs, the teams that, you know, are there year in and year out, whether they're a one seed or a six seed or a four seed or whatever, when they're like, if a guy goes out, they still play well.
It's a plug and
they
play.
Compete. They like, we don't. And even when all our guys are there, we're not a 500 team.
Okay. That's the problem. That is the big problem I'm having. We're not a 500 team when we are. We were literally before the stretch, and I mean to cut you off here, Ross, before this stretch when B.I., Zion, and Lonzo went out, we were the healthiest team in the league, and we were still under 500.
Yeah.
So, like, that's why I'm at the point of, like, what the fuck are we doing now?
Look, if this was one of those years, and this is, I mean, this pisses me off, too. They changed the fucking playoff rules, pardon my language, but they changed the playoff rules. Now we're 10 teams, you know, have a chance or whatever. 9 and 10 are going to play their playing, whatever the hell they're doing. in a normal year where eight teams make the playoffs, we'd have shut this shit down 3 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And Zion's little thumb thing would have kept him out 2 or 3 weeks. We'd stretch this out another week or two. And here we are kind of like sort of scrapping around, trying to do what, just shut the shit down.
You know what my favorite part about the whole rant was, Steve, is that he apologized for cursing and it just
because I want to
double down. Just double down with the shit call. I'm sorry, Ross. Go ahead.
No, because I want to cuss more. It just is so I'm exhausted.
It's exhausting. It is because exhausting.
It's every it's because it's so it can be from game to game. The highs and lows are just there's games where you're like, man, there could be the structure of something good here. And then there are two, you'll go back to back games where I'm like, we are dog shit. Tear it apart. By piece, except for Brandon Ingram and Zion.
The only thing I can say is that I think you see those stretches is because they're playing hard. They are playing hard all the time. Not that good. We have no depth. Like we played the Hawks last night. The depth of that team is insane. You can play 10. You can play 10 on it.
That's Solomon Hill playing meaningful minutes. Oh, like, don't even get me started on Solomon Hill, but like, to your point, Steven, is that like, that's what I'm trying to get at is that I feel like we do have guys. They don't get their playing time. I'm glad you brought that up because clearly last night before Jackson got hurt, he was the better center.
Oh, he was playing
by far the better. At one point, Steven Adams Ross had 25 minutes played and Jackson had 8. It's just like, what are we doing here? You know, people keep saying with this whole Steven Adams thing, well, he's a good player. It's like, well, we keep fucking losing with him. And like, I don't think y'all realize in the closing minutes, and I kind of see the game a little differently. They literally hunt out Steven Adams in a pick and roll. Go watch Portland. Go watch Denver. Go watch Utah. Like, they literally like, all right, Donovan Mitchell's like, come on, set the pick and roll on Steven Adams. Let me go. He's not a guy that should be getting 26, 27 minutes a night when you have your number 8 overall draft pick from a year ago or 2 years ago, and he's actually being productive. And this is why I'm so hard on Stan Van Gundy, because his rotations are atrocious. He has zero feel for the game. Like, Kyra Lewis still isn't getting the minutes he deserves. Anything wrong with Kyra Lewis?
Was he hurt last night?
Yeah, he's hurt. He's out. It's fine. No, I understand that. But like, even before that, he's still not getting the minutes he deserves. Yeah. Nikhil Alexander Walker, I mean, he's going to probably be out for the year now. He's out for at least 3 weeks. He wasn't starting over Eric Bledsoe. Like, Ross, am I missing something?
Well, this is what you brought in.
Like, explain. What do you mean?
You knew this was going to happen. Like, this,
no,
like,
no. What do you mean?
You brought in a grumpy veteran head coach.
Who doesn't trust young players? Is that what you're trying to say?
We saw that with JJ. But you brought him in, and then right after bringing him in, you trade for Eric Bledsoe, and then you trade for Steven Adams, and you extend Steven Adams. Like, it was very clear what the plan was there. They were going to play those guys and try to win games. They're just not good. And by virtue of that, we aren't good. And so, sure, it's easy for us to sit. I mean, like, it's easy for us to sit here and say now, like, yeah, we got to play those guys. But SVG was never going to just roll the ball out there with Jackson Hayes and Kyra and Naw with all these, you know, 27, 28-year-old high-priced, high-paid, veterans on the team.
Do you think it's something to do with Steven Adams playing more because of this whole point Zion thing where they think it spreads the floor enough that they need a bigger, stronger guy in the middle?
I'm glad you brought that up. When Zion's point in Zion, Steven Adams being on the court is, I'm telling you, they said a middle pick and roll, which makes no sense. You realize that Steven Adams brings in another fucking defender to guard Zion Williamson? Get out of his way. He doesn't need a screen. Literally go 5 out. You surround him with shooters. Instead, we got Steven Adams' big ass in the middle of the paint, and then he doesn't roll. So, like, Zion's, like, going 1-on-3 every time. I'm telling you, just, like, it's head scratching what Stan Van Gundy does.
Should have a play called 5 out and fuck off.
Yeah. Seriously. Let him go. Just get out the way.
Yeah. The most frustrating thing for me, we can go, I mean, sort of redundant at this point, is that we're stuck. Like,
I don't know if we're stuck.
2 more years of this.
I don't know.
Two more.
People say, like, well, it's easy to get off Steven Adams' contract, easy to get off the Eric Bledsoe contract. No, it's not, because we're going to have to attach those picks with them.
Right. Hey, all those picks that we're supposed to use to do something with. No. You got to send those fuckers off with Steven Adams or Bledsoe.
Know, some people a are delusional.
And you still might not get rid of them.
I'm telling you, some people are really like not.
I've said this for a while. I think there's a chance you can do that with Bledsoe. I don't think you can give Steven Adams away for anything.
From what we were told on Twitter that the Steven Adams contract is easily movable and it's a good contract because it's only expiring.
That's not true.
It's not. It has two more years after this. It's a dog shit contract that I think is going to be damn near impossible to move. So Twitter world, we wholeheartedly disagree. I had one of our competitor or whatever the hell you want to call the other podcast of these know-it-all guys. Everybody continues to like make these comparisons. So I say something about the picks and blah, 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 or whatever. And the guy's like, you think we have bad picks? I'm like, do you think they're good picks?
Well, no, that's what I'm saying. Well, if we have Milwaukee's pick in 2028, we might not even be alive at this picks. Point.
We got that. And then he sends me, and we're talking about how like, okay, well, you've got to nail the back half of the draft. Well, we never do that. And the guy's like, we don't nail the back half of the draft. The only non-lotto, well, we've taken Gnaw. And he compared Gnaw to Tyler Hero, which is like the dumbest shit ever, in my opinion. Hero's been able to drink a beer for like 10 days. So he's like 2 years younger than Gnaw. It is just so dumb. Like, it doesn't make any sense. If you look at our team as it's currently constructed, regardless of what the hell you want to do with Lonzo next year, okay, that's fine. What do you do? Like, convince me.
We're getting Bradley Beal.
Convince me that at some point in the next 2 years, the roster looks drastically different than it does now. Like, call in and convince me.
Well, so like, that's what the whole point is. We're not a free agent destination, right? So we're not going to be very big players in the free agency. So the only way is to draft and to trade. Now, we've seen now with Stan Van Gundy that he doesn't trust rookies, second year players or third year players. So like, that's what I'm saying. Everyone's like, well, we're going to hit in the draft. Our draft pick's not going to play. Not going to play.
Yeah. We're going to hit it in the draft. Yeah, I trust that.
That's what I'm saying. We need a tank. Also, by the way, you want to talk about hitting in the draft? Go look at David Griffin's picks.
Oh, my God. What, did he draft Anthony Edwards?
Number one?
Yeah. Okay. Let's look at that. Let's start there.
Who else did he do?
Anthony Bennett.
Bennett, yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Anthony Edwards. Sorry.
I was like, wait a second. Kind of like him.
Pick. He's a good pick.
Kind of like him?
Yeah. Anthony Bennett. Sorry. Yeah. Did he That's take right. him? Was he part of that? I don't know.
Yes, he was. He selected Anthony Bennett number one.
Classic.
This year's over. we are... Well, no, I don't mean that in a bad way. Like, we'll watch the games. It'll be fun and stuff. But this year, for all intents and purposes, is over. We're something on the order of like 25% of the way through Zion's guaranteed years in New Orleans, and we still stink.
This is what I can't get with. Like, we've wasted 2 years of Zion Williamson. Everyone's like, well, we're going to sign him to the max and all this stuff. Have y'all not seen Chris Paul? Have y'all not seen Anthony Davis?
Yeah.
They left.
They signed the contracts that just everybody. So they say everybody signs their second contract. That's it. But yeah, they also forced their way out in that third year.
Yeah, the trickier part for me is like, whatever he does after that contract, like whatever, that's on him, right? You get 8-9 years, whatever it is. Is he going to get better than this? Like, a lot better?
I mean, like,
because if you're subscribing,
defensively, yes.
Fair enough, right?
Yeah.
Because if you're subscribing to the fact that you think he's going to get a lot better, then, like, are you saying he's going to be the best offensive player of all time?
He's on pace for it, if that's the case, yeah.
And for how long is he going to be able to sustain that? Like, I think Zion, at the end of his second deal, like, there's no way he's going to be as good as he's going to be, like, next year. 9 years from now. There's no way. When he's 30, he's just not going to be as good as he is right now.
He doesn't have the body build to make it that long, I don't think.
No, and so that's what I'm saying. It's like, so we're 2 years in. We're 2 years in. We've stunk. I struggle to see a path where next year we don't stink or that we're not average.
So that's year three. Okay, so year four will sign his.
So for me, we're already in 2022, 2023. Like, and that's where it's like, maybe there's a path to something. Maybe. I mean, you still got Adams and Bledsoe on the books, but that you
guarantee Bledsoe like 3.9 mil. I think you can get off him for 3.9 mil.
Right.
But like, we love wasting money. Someone tweeted me last night, we need to fire Stan Van Gundy. I'm like, do you think Gail Benson, who's paying Alvin Gentry $5.7 million this year, is going to waste $15 more million? That's what I'm saying. Like, this might be one of the worst hires Like, look at all the coaches he had. I made a big deal about this in the summer. And y'all gave me a bunch of shit. Billy Donovan, Nate McMillan, like David Finch. Like, you had guys. I'm sorry, Chris Finch. You had guys. Mm-hmm. Like, there were guys out there. And we landed on the most woke guy on Twitter.
Stanley.
Stan Van Gundy. That's who we hired. There's a reason why he was out of the league.
Big Stanley.
Stan Van Gundy. So, all right.
I mean,
we're, you know what we're doing?
What are we doing?
We're opening up the phone lines.
Oh,
okay. Jesus, we're calling Christ. Steve. I feel like you're excited about this. You don't like the live session?
We'll see how it goes. Some live jabroni session on the phone.
Everett Cooper. Shout out.
You don't even know the guy. I don't know him either.
WrestleMania is coming. So Everett Cooper, we're calling you live. Here we go, brother. Excited to have you on the show.
Hello,
Everett Cooper. You're live with Pro Pels Talk. This is Justin Ross and Steven. How are you doing today?
Hey guys, how you doing?
Good. What do you got for us?
Hit it.
Hey, my only question is, you know, the Pels are a young team. We are motivated. We're looking to do big things in the future. But where do y'all stand when it comes to, you know, progress versus winning now? You know.
Okay, good question. I like that.
Glad you said that because we've been talking about tanking.
Yeah, so we'll answer your question, Everett. We're going to send you a Pro Pels Talk t-shirt, so DM me your address as well. Appreciate the phone call, man.
Appreciate it.
Later, bro.
Thanks, bud.
Go ahead, Ross and Steven.
I mean, we've just been talking about this, really, man.
Yeah, so I mean, we're losing a lot of games now.
Yeah.
So that kind of covers that piece, right? I mean, I wish we were able to. I mean, we spent money to win now, and we're not. So that part is frustrating. There's probably still, I guess, a glimmer of hope for the future just because I think at some point, I mean, the next 3 to 5 years of Zion is like the sky is the limit. Yeah, like he may average 35. And if you've got a guy that's going to average 35, Jesus, I mean, just put some shit around him, right? I mean, you got B.I. who's proven to be a really good player in Zion. It's like, you've got to be able to do something.
Right. And I'm going to let you go here in a second. And I want to bring up a point here to Everett's point. Two huge decisions this offseason with Lonzo Ball and Josh Hart, Steven.
Yeah.
It's like, that's something, you know, that needs to be talked about as well. So what are your thoughts, you know, moving forward?
Well, if we can somehow keep this core together of Lonzo, Hart, Zion, Gnaw, and a couple of these Ingram. Well, obviously, we already got him. We got him.
I'm going to stop you right there.
Yeah,
because it's important to note, if you keep that core together, you're capped out. So right. If you think that core wins anything at all,
that's why you got to hit in the draft.
Down the line, I think they're all young. They're all super young. I mean, what? Lonzo's what? 23?
23, 24. Same with Josh Hart. 24. Same
with Josh Hart. Hart's 26.
He is 26.
He's a four-year guy.
That's right.
Zion's 20, whatever. Kyra's 19 turned 20.
I would expect Josh Hart, and I'm sorry, keep going, but I would expect Josh Hart to be on the order of 10.
He's going to look 10-ish
million.
Oh, absolutely.
So, I mean, you are capped out with that core you just said. So
yeah.
Think long and hard whether you think that core can win shit.
Maybe in about 4 years. But I think we can be. And also because you got to see what the rest of the league does. You know, obviously 4 years is – LeBron's probably gone, let's think. Or, you know, he's definitely not doing what he's doing now. Or maybe he is. He is a fucking
But look at the Western Conference. Like, you're still going to have to deal with Portland. You're still going to have to deal with Utah. You're still going to have to deal with Denver. Like, Phoenix. Those are young at Phoenix.
Phoenix number two in the league. Utah's number one in the league right now.
Like, there's a lot.
The Nuggets aren't going anywhere. And the Nuggets have Michael Porter, Aaron Gordon, Jamal Murray. Those guys, I mean, Jokic, those guys are all young as hell.
Yeah, so like Stephen's
it gets grim really quick whenever you start to look at here's what we have for a core versus like, well, we're 6 or 7 or whatever, how many games we are under 500. Those teams are six. Maybe a hair older, maybe just a hair older.
You're right, yeah.
But like they're top three in their
and conference. They got some dogs.
Yeah. You do lose. That's another one. Phoenix, depending on what happens with Chris Paul, but
I mean, he'll be gone. But like to your point, you said 4 years will be ready. Brandon Ingram might not be here in 4 years.
Yeah, like, what are you talking about? He just signed a 5-year deal.
Right, but like, have you seen requested trades?
You're right.
So, like, here's my thing with the whole losing, and I'm glad Everett asked this question. Is that reason why we overreact when we lose? Right, is because we've seen superstars as Chris Paul, Anthony Davis ask out because they don't like fucking losing. when you continuously lose and you're just, you go from Duke, I'm just thinking of Zion Williamson, brand name, you go from Duke and you go from like being a studs in high school, then you go to the Pelicans and you're just consistently losing like all the time.
Yeah.
You want to go to a winning program.
Yeah, and I think
a winning franchise. Like, I don't want to say program.
Yeah, I mean, that's, look, the winning part gets matters, sick of it. But it's also like the league has set it up to help small markets keep their superstars, but only for 8 or 9 years.
Right.
And then, so I don't like.
Do you think that, here's my thing. Do you think the money's going to matter?
Think about LeBron James left.
But do you think the money's going to matter for Zion Williamson? He's
The money always matters. Like, no. So like the money's too big. The money's too much.
You absolutely, Ross, the money matters. Look LeBron James, what he just said.
But that is what I'm saying is that after he signs that first deal, he doesn't give a shit about any more money. He's made so much money. He just wants to go win championships.
And that's my point is like after they signed years five to nine, after that deal, that's going to basically keep after restricted free agency.
Yeah.
Like all bets are off. LeBron was going to the finals in Cleveland and left. I mean, and can you really like burn a guy for giving you nine, like his prime from 20 to 29 saying, you know what?
Even all them jerseys.
Miami. I mean, Do you not want to go to Miami for 4 years?
I go to Miami.
Hell of a place.
I go to Miami tomorrow.
You ever been to the Bay?
Just for the weekend.
Pretty nice place. I mean, you just get to that point where, you've now made a couple $100 million. That's, like, shit, awesome. I'm going to go wherever. I mean, I don't know. You really like Charlotte for some reason? They got a nice, like, out scene? Go to Charlotte. Go wherever you want to go. You can't fault a guy for giving you that. Like, you got 9 years, figure it out in 9 years. If you can't, I don't blame a guy for saying, I'm going to just go somewhere else because I want to.
Okay. I want to ask y'all this question and then we're going to wrap it up. But like next year, I'm already looking towards next year. I think this year's kind of shot.
Cheers over.
If David Griffin and Stan Van Gundy get off to just say a 8-12, 8-14 start to next year, we sign Lonzo, all this stuff, it's still not working. Do major moves need to happen? Is it now time to kind of react to like, well, David Griffin hasn't been that great. Sam Van Gundy is the wrong hire. Steven, then Ross.
What will we be in? That would be what year?
That'll be year three of David Griffin. Of the won't bow down and we're changing the culture. And Sam Van Gundy says, you're never going to come in and punk the New Orleans Pelicans. Meanwhile, we've lost by like, we've given, I hate that comment. We get punked every night.
Man.
Is it fair now to grade David Griffin? Because it hasn't been fair now.
Well, we've been grading him. Apparently, according to Twitter, we're not allowed to grade him yet. We're too harsh on his moves. But I mean, man, that'll be year. What'd you say? Year three.
Year three.
It'll be year three. Man, that's early. But I think with our history and everything that we've been through, I would like to see it happen.
I'd like to make the playoffs. I'd like to be a 5 seed. Is that too much to ask for?
Ooh. Top 6 would be cool.
Next year?
6?
Oh, we're not going to be.
I mean, shit, you had him at the 7th seed this year.
8th seed.
Oh, excuse me.
Maybe the 7th seed.
I think it was
just
seven.
Just look, I mean, well, let's just do this. I mean, here's a fun game. Who do we beat? Who do we jump?
Okay. So you're probably not going to jump. The Warriors will probably make a move and have Klay Thompson back. Nuggets are better. The Mavericks will probably be better. The Spurs. Blazers. The Spurs are on the up.
I won't even put the Spurs ahead of us. There's just
saying we would jump the Spurs.
Yeah, there's like 6.
Clippers, Lakers.
Jazz.
The Utah Jazz Flutes.
Fuck.
Yeah, we're in trouble.
The Blazers.
The Suns. That's 10 teams right there.
The Grizzlies. I mean, everybody wants to make fun of the Grizzlies and all this stuff, but like,
they might be better than us
last year. Better than us this year.
Yeah.
Better coaching.
Just as young, if not younger.
And drafted better.
Like, these are just facts. Like, if you were a fan of this team and you're a fan of the coach and you're a fan of the GM and you love Zion and all that stuff, I am. I'm a fan of the team. It's like, it's hard to be this critical. But if you're not being this critical, then you're sort of just walking around with like a cover over your eyes.
I know. That's why, like, I can't.
We're the 11 seed again. Fighting. You know who we're fighting with every year? The Kings.
Buddy Hield.
The Sacramento Kings. That's what you are. So, like,
we're paying a coach of the Sacramento Kings $5.7 million.
It's very hard for me to get excited. I know everybody keeps saying, like,
the future.
We can do the Lonzo thing if you want. Or we can save that for another podcast. I think the combo of paying something on the order of, you know, well, I guess we're still not paying Zion that much. I think if your best three players are Lonzo, Ingram, Zion, you're capped at like a six seed at best. At best.
Even though in a couple of years, I don't know. Oh man. Yeah,
I think it gets even worse as the older you get.
You know, a team we didn't mention that I think might be better than us right now too. It could be close to being better than us. The Oklahoma City Thunder.
Mm. I mean, just think about how laughable this is. This will be a fun game. This is for you, Steven. Okay. The guy that's part of the podcast. Name me five guys on Oklahoma City's entire roster.
Ooh, Shea Gilgeous-Alexander.
I'll even give you another one. I'll give you Al Horford.
Holy shit. Well, he's shut down for the year, right? He's not even playing.
He plays like once every five days. Just because which you just proved my point. They are actively trying to lose games, and we currently are –
two games in front of them.
Yeah. Two games in front of them. So you got three more. Can you give me three more?
No.
No way.
Two games ahead of them. They're losing games on purpose. We have arguably the best young player in the league. We're two games ahead of them. Mm. If that doesn't frustrate open your eyes up to like,
is DJ Augustine state, there?
No.
Where's he at?
He's in Houston. He just got traded.
If this doesn't open your eyes to the current state of our franchise, then I don't know what will. Team actively trying to lose game. We got a basketball fan that can't even name three.
I can't even pronounce this name.
I coach. The worst part is I coach. I love the NBA. Like I can name. I don't think I can name five from Thunder either.
Al Horford, Moses Brown, Kenrich Williams. Hey,
that's right. We got Kenrich. They did cut my guy Frank Jackson.
This is actually Darius Miller too.
They got big game Darius.
All right, so let's roll down this list. You got Lou Jensen Dort.
Dort's good. Dort's
Al guy. Horford, Theo Maledon, Moses guard. Brown, Isaiah Roby, Darius
Bezley. Okay, we get it.
Who are these people?
And we're two games in front of
like 21-year-olds, and they're actively trying to lose games. There you go. Shea is hurt right now. He hasn't played in a couple weeks. We're two games ahead of him.
Well, that's why I get frustrated when people are like, well, you need to relax and you need to trust the process and the new regime's only in year two and blah, blah, blah. We're worse than last year. Usually it's supposed to be like on an upward trend. We're on a downward trend.
Yeah, we were worse last year than we were the year before that. And we were worse the year before that than we were the year before that.
Can we contribute that? We've had a lot of injuries this year.
What is everyone else?
That's okay. All right.
Like, we've got like a lot of injuries the past
2 weeks.
I feel like we haven't had that many injuries this year.
We're the most healthiest team. We're the healthiest team in the league.
That's what I'm just telling you about. I don't know what the fuck's going on today.
That's why I can't get over. We are the healthiest team and we are under six games under 500.
Okay. Now, having said all of that, since you just came in here and asked for an apology and everything else.
No, I want you to apologize, Lonzo Ball.
You want to bring Lonzo Ball back at $22, $23 million a year?
Ooh, I said overpaid.
I just told you we're
fucking wasting $40 million a year on players that can't close out games and Steven Adams and Eric Bledsoe. Yes, I do like Lonzo Ball. Can we at least spend our money a little bit better? So like Enes Kanter, let me break this down. Enes Kanter, who averages a double-double.
That's not what I'm asking. Hold on. No. That's not what I'm asking you. You're going on a side. I don't care what Steven Adams and those other guys.
What point guard do you want to be? Kyra Lewis? Is Kyra Lewis ready to take this over?
Shit.
What music is this?
Mortal Kombat. Y'all sound like y'all are fighting.
No, but you literally just went through how bad of a situation we're in. But with the current construct of our roster and how many teams are better than us now and are going to continue to be better than us. And then we just talked about how healthy our team has been. So Lonzo, B.I., Zion have been healthy. We stink. And now you're saying you want to give the guy that
continuously gets better, has a great connection with Zion Williamson, and his 3-point percentage close to 40%. Yeah, I do.
I have a great connection with a lot of people.
But you can't shoot 40% from deep in an NBA.
He can't either.
What's he at? 38, 39? 39. What, Steven?
42 for the year.
Hold up, Steven. 42. Didn't you tell me, Steven, what would it take for Lonzo to be signed? What did he say?
Ross Steveno said 39%.
It's not making a difference for the rest of the team. Like,
because our complimentary players suck.
It's because he doesn't have a great effect on the outcome of games. Sure.
Explain.
He's making a few more three-pointers. That's fabulous. It's not affecting wins and losses. His value, look at all of his advanced stats, value of a replacement player. It's the same as it's been the last 3 years for his whole career. Player efficiency rating, basically the same as it's been since he was a rookie. Sure, he's making a few more threes, but it's not affecting anything. This is why people, you can't just look at a singular stat and a statistic and say, well, this guy's worth X. Why?
I can't. I'm looking at the stats right now. I can't. He's dominating me.
But it's okay. I like Lonzo, and that's awesome. Look, and I saw the thing last night after the game. They did Bally or Fox or whatever the hell they're called now.
Bally
did a great job of showing Lonzo's shooting form and his progression and his numbers year over year. It's jaw dropping to go. I mean, they showed a clip and then a slow frame of how his shots form has it's jaw dropping. Mm-hmm. He's literally transformed his shot from something that was embarrassing to something that is shit, pretty fundamental. And it's shown in his numbers. There's a ton of guys that shoot 40% from three that don't affect the outcome of games
for his,
they're all over the league.
And to your point, you know, the per stat, I think says a lot. He's behind Derrick Rose, Kemba Walker, TJ McConnell, Kyle Lowry, Deontay Murray, D'Angelo Russell. I know he didn't play that much. Tyrese Halliburton, Jordan Clarkson, John Morant, Colin Sexton, the top five.
And look at wins and losses. It's not making a difference. Everybody said, if Lonzo can do this, it's going to do X.
Hold up.
Well, Lonzo did his part, and it's not changing anything.
Hold up. Look at all, I'm looking at these point guards right now. Look who they are surrounded by. I understand Brandon.
He's not a point guard.
Well, I mean, he is.
Stays here, he's probably not a point guard.
So he goes to a two guard.
It's what he's played all year.
How is it possible we have all these questions on this roster? We have to have the most messed up roster in the league. We have to.
I mean, other than somebody who's little worse than us, then yeah.
Well, like one of the people that are trying to lose, right? Like the Thunder. But like, there's a great, someone tweeted this out a couple weeks ago. We're paying to be 22 and 28. OKC is trying to be 22 and 28.
Yeah.
Like, let that's as to your point. We are paying to be 22 and 28. The Thunder are trying to be 22 and 28.
Yeah, it goes, like I said, it goes back to me. It's not, everybody just wants to point to the shooting stat for Lonzo, and it's great. But at what point do you just block all of that out and say, well, cool, we thought that if Lonzo shot 40%, it's going to make us better? It isn't.
Who replaces Lonzo then?
Anyone. Someone that makes $5 million a year, anyone. Does he have a bigger impact on the game than starting Naw and saving? You're going to have to pay Lonzo $22, $23, $24 million a year.
Well, if you weren't paying Steven Adams and Eric Bledsoe $40 million a year,
you still have to pay. Just because you have the money doesn't mean you should give it away, Justin. Sure, we made a bad deal with Steven Adams. Awful deal. Griffin deserves to be shamed for it. Terrible extension.
Shame.
Bringing in Bledsoe. Shame. Mistake. He's not a good player that impacts games anymore. Who would we give up for Eric Bledsoe again? Drew Holiday. Oh. But those are bad, but you can't combine that. You can't just say like, well, we did this and that, so we should do this. Well, no, that just gets you in the hole where you're the Kings. Like, Lonzo isn't affecting games. Is it him? Or do you think it's B.I.? Do you think it's Zion?
I think our team sucks.
It does. So don't double down on a shitty team.
I'm not doubling down the shitty team. I think Lonzo.
Bringing back Lonzo at $22 million is doubling down on a shitty team. It's like that is literally the epitome of doubling down on a shitty team.
I just don't know what else he needs to show you. I don't know what else he needs to show you.
There's nothing he can show me. I've got 3 years worth of what he's shown me, 4 years of it. He's improved as a shooter. Awesome.
So you don't think he's a good defender? We're not watching the same game. I can't. I literally can't.
He's a solid defender. He's a decent defender.
Elite passer?
No.
Not elite. He's a good passer. No. He's definitely not elite.
Guys. No. Guys. He's not.
High, elite. Words, I think high, words mean things.
High
words.
IQ player? I mean, guys.
Words
I
mean things. Fine. Don't
you
know say what? Elite.
I'm going to waste my day and go watch, rewatch. I mean, he's a above average, close to an elite passer.
Sure.
Transition passer. Sure.
Okay.
Get into a half court set. You're going to call? You want to do this? Let's go watch the first 30 games of last year. You do we want to go down this path again?
We're going to do that. I mean,
Lonzo Ball couldn't find his ass from a hole in the wall in the half court for a whole season. And now you're going to sit here and tell me this is great.
Listen. The Stan Van Gundy offensive scheme is fucking atrocious. Okay.
Stan Van Gundy is our head coach.
He's horrendous. Okay. He's part of the problem. Okay. He's part of the problem. Can you agree at least a coach can actually affect a player like in how he plays?
100%.
Okay. That's great. So, I think that Lonzo has gotten better shooting. He's a
fact.
Above average defender. He's a good rebounding guard.
Fine.
Elite passer.
Not even close.
Zion's
not
best friend.
Even close. Don't know that to be a fact, but if you say it, sure.
But like, who's
Let me tell you, you want me to address the best friend? You want me to address the best friend thing? If he's your best friend, Zion, in 9 years, go find what team he's on. Go play with him right now.
Ross,
it ain't right.
Who do you want him to come? Like, who do you see replacing Lonzo? Who? You can't say anyone. You literally can't say anyone. Like, you got to have a fucking plan if you're going to say, like, who's going to replace
someone that's not going to be making $23 million a year, not a almost max player. Is Lonzo an almost max player?
I'm not saying to give him $25 million, but
that's what he's going to cost.
20 to 22. Not necessarily. If the Knicks want to overpay him for $25 million, I'll tap him on his ass, like, good luck. I'll support you in New York. At the end of the day, I still think Lonzo Ball should be the point guard of this team. He should be the point guard of this fucking team. I'm telling you right now, Alvin Gentry was not a good head coach. Okay, I will admit, he was not a good head coach. His offensive scheme, though, was perfect for Lonzo Ball, Brandon Ingram, and Zion Williamson. Now we're in this half-court bullshit. Like, we're a good offense. People get lost in numbers because we're good offense because we have a ridiculous player on our team. Yeah. The offensive scheme fucking sucks. I'm sorry that I'm dropping F-bombs. It's terrible. It's terrible.
Yeah, well, when you have great athletes like we do, you're going to score points. You're going to score points, but are you going to stop the other team from scoring points? That's not going to score enough.
Well, yeah, we got to give Stan a camp to teach defense and all this bullshit. Like, I can't. Whatever.
We gave him a camp, and our defense is
worse. No, we gave him like 2 weeks, and that's been a thing. So we got to give him summer league. I feel like we've gone on forever. We got cut. You got anything else?
Yeah, I do. I just really quickly. No, because you asked me for the names. I'm going to give you a bunch of players.
I love it.
That shoot a better percentage from three.
Are these free agents?
All we care about. I don't know. It doesn't matter. They're also irrelevant players that it's going to make my point for me. Wayne Ellington, 42% from three, two guard. Sterling Brown, 42% from three, two guard. Malik Monk, 40, almost 43%.
What are the shot attempts and makes though?
That's a good point.
Malik Monk a bunch.
Sterling Brown.
De'Anthony Melton. A backup two guard for Memphis, shooting 45% from three. Bryn Forbes, a guy you could have got off the scrap heap from San Antonio, shooting 46%. There's a lot of guys in the league that shoot 40% from three now. It's not that great of a number. It's a very good statistic. It's valuable. Go stand in the corner, spread the floor. You don't make $23 million if that is what you're doing now. There's a lot of good shooters. There just is. So unless you can sell me on the fact that you think Lonzo can either one affect wins and losses more than he has since he's been here, which there's no proof of that. You're just anecdotally saying it if you believe that, or that he can somehow transform back into like an elite point guard or something. There's just got to be more to it than like, hey, look at his 3-point shooting. Like it's gotten better. I agree with you. I mean, I agree.
That's fair.
Luke Kennard shooting 47% from
Kennard. You have trouble with that name.
Looks like Kennard. Whatever.
Duke, the left.
Yeah. He shoots 47% from three.
I'm sorry. But what I'm saying is that
it's the same thing you say about Steven Adams and Enes Kanter. You don't pay $23 million for something that you can get for six.
That's fair. That is a fair point. I'm with you on that.
It's a good motto.
It's a great motto. I see what your point is. I just think that I honestly do think the trio of Brandon Ingram, Zion Williamson, Lonzo Ball is good. It depends on who the fuck surrounds him. It really does. Like I'm telling you right now, Eric Bledsoe and Steven Adams are literally second unit guys. Like Steven Adams might be out of the league in 3 or 4 years. Like literally might be out 3 and 4
definitely
years.
Definitely going to be an end of the bench. Like he's definitely going to be a backup. Bledsoe, 13.
We've talked about this. Bledsoe is a backup point guard at best.
Adams, whenever he wherever he is after this, is going to
be a
backup now, 12 to 14.
Now, Ross, is why I keep telling you why.
How did it work so well for him last year? He had a decent year last year.
He's playing with Chris Paul. Like, he had like a good team. He had three guards around him that were really good. I'm just saying that like I don't think it's fair that Lonzo Ball has been surrounded by – listen, he's played how many games with Zion? Maybe 40, 50, maybe? Because Zion Williams was out the whole – 40, 50 plus games, whatever. He's got a great connection with Brandon Ingram. I think Eric Bledsoe and Steve Adams are atrocious. I think they really, really, really hinder this team.
Eric Bledsoe does this thing where I'm watching the game
and he stands
and I only see him do bad things, but yet they'll put his line up and he's like 2 for 4, yep. 5 rebounds, an assist and 6 points. And you're like, wait, but he just airballed a three and then got a foul called on him next to trip down.
He's like, and I don't enjoy watching him. Like, at least like Steven Adams brings some toughness. Like, I don't mind actually watching Steven Adams, but we're going on way too much. I said that, but listen, this is why in the offseason, Lonzo Ball, if David Griffin doesn't match or pay him, we're going to let Lonzo Ball go for free.
Yeah.
Is it fair enough to be critical on David Griffin there? Or because I trust me, when I'm critical of David Griffin, the Twitter hounds come out.
That was a terrible howl.
There
it is.
He extended Steven Adams for no good reason. He hired Stan Van Gundy. He let go of Christian Wood. I go along with this. Yeah. Follow us at ProPelStock, Twitter, and Instagram. Give us a rate and review. They got to do that thing where they rate and review. It helps us out.
Yeah. Five star.
Go check out Company Burger, 4600 Ferret Street. Riverboat Coffee, fantastic. They'll come to your door. What are these sound effects? Get us out of here.
Kisses.